Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's Marcus Hippie takes us to Helsinki, where one church has a unique feature that most Finns have never heard about. Here he is.
When you approach Helsinki by a ferry, one of the buildings you are likely to spot first is the Mikael Agricola Church, named after a Lutheran clergyman credited with creating the basis for written Finnish in the 16th century. This building is one of the highest in central Helsinki. Its top reaches 103 meters above sea level, and the needle-thin 30-meter steel spire is tough to miss. Some people claim that you could see all the way to Tallinn on the other side of the Finnish Gulf in clear weather, but that has not been proved, so don't quote me on that. It may just be an urban legend. This beautiful church was built in the 1930s when Helsinki was still a young city and just a fraction of the size it is today. Its functionalist style wasn't all without controversy almost 90 years ago, but it has since won the public over. When I look at this masterpiece, I can't help wondering if its architect Lars Sonck and his designers had a gut feeling back in the day of the turbulent times ahead. As the needle at the top of the building can be retracted if necessary to prevent enemy bombers using the tower as a navigational aid. This was done at least once during the Second World War when Finland was fighting against the Soviet Union and the USSR planes were approaching Helsinki. Since the big war, Mikael Agricola Church has witnessed many milestones of my home country, the 1952 Olympic Games being one of them, as well as, of course, the Helsinki Eurovision Song Contest in 2007. But on a more serious note, this church is now playing a serious and valuable role in marrying gay couples. Finland's same-sex law came into force recently. Despite the law, there are churches still rebelling against it, but thankfully Helsinki churches are not. Instead, they are proud to invite gay couples to their premises, Mikael Agricola Church being one of them, and it warms my heart to see how this masterpiece of a building plays its own little role in making Finland a better place. For Monocle, I am Markus Hippi.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Marcus Hippie for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.